This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. You can tell it's election season in Colorado when a little blue book arrives at your door. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The blue book is a paper packet mailed by the state to every active voting household. It explains the ballot initiatives that voters will decide in November, pros, cons, costs, and more. This year, the 67-page book will be mailed to 2.1 million households. Some copies have already been delivered around Denver, and the rest should reach mailboxes in the next couple weeks. It's available online, too. This year's book is expected to cost about $2.6 million. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
There is much more about this fall's election at CPR.org. Aurora has announced its finalists to be the city's next police chief, two men from outside of Colorado. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
There was initially three finalists, but one backed out the day the city announced him as a finalist, so now they're down to two men. David Franklin, who is the police chief of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Scott Ebner, who retired from New Jersey State Police. Aurora officials say they hope to add another finalist to the list before the end of the process, and they're calling for community input in a three-day public interview with the candidates that starts next week. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Members of Congress from Colorado and New Mexico, led by Senator Michael Bennett and Representative Joe Neguse, want long-term solutions to water use in the increasingly dry West. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
In a letter to the Bureau of Reclamation, the bicameral group of lawmakers from the Upper Colorado River Basin share their ideas for how $4 billion in drought money from the Inflation Reduction Act should be used. It also calls on the Bureau to implement a system to account for water evaporation in the lower basin states. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
There's more rain for much of Colorado today than it's sunny tomorrow and for the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.